Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection held its first in a series of public hearings last night. Lawmakers examined the events leading up to and on the day of the attack. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the bipartisan panel made the case that former President Donald Trump was at the center of a conspiracy to overturn the 2020 election.
Lawmakers played a never-before-seen video montage showing a mob of Trump supporters smashing windows, beating police officers, and pushing through barricades at the Capitol. Republican Vice Chair of the committee Liz Cheney said then-President Trump had a sophisticated seven-part plan to prevent the transfer of power.
President Trump summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack.
Cheney also offered a stark warning to her Republican colleagues who continue to defend the former president.
There will come a day when Donald Trump is gone, but your dishonor will remain.
Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Leaders attending the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles are expected to release a communique today. The Los Angeles Declaration lays out several principles involving migration. That includes methods for legal pathways to enter countries and humane border management. President Biden says the issue affects everyone in the Western Hemisphere.
Each one of our countries have been impacted by unprecedented migration. And I believe it's our shared responsibility to meet this challenge. And I emphasize shared.
But the Declaration on Migration doesn't have specific commitments that countries need to meet. And not all the leaders of all the Western Hemisphere nations are at the summit. The U.S. would not invite Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. In response, some countries' leaders, such as Mexico's president, did not attend the summit. The Justice Department has opened an investigation into abuse of prisoners at a federal prison in Thompson, Illinois. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports that prison was the focus of reporting by NPR and the Marshall Project on several inmate deaths since 2020 and the overuse of painful restraints.
The new investigation by the Justice Department's Inspector General was announced by three members of the Illinois congressional delegation. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth and Representative Sherry Bustos wrote last week to the federal agency to demand the probe. A coalition of religious and civil rights groups made a separate request this week. Durbin called the findings of the NPR and Marshall Project reporting deeply disturbing, and he called upon the Biden administration to put a reform-minded director in charge of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
This is NPR. The late actress Lena Horne starred in several Broadway shows. Now, one of Broadway's 41 theaters will be renamed in her honor. Jeff London reports this will make Horne the first Black woman with that distinction.
The Niederlander organization announced on Monday that it will change the name of the Brooks Atkinson Theater this fall to the Lena Horne Theater. Horne, who died in 2010, appeared five times on Broadway and was the first Black woman to be nominated for a Tony Award for Best Actress in a Musical in 1958. She starred in a one-woman show, The Lady and Her Music, for which she won a special Tony in 1981.
There's no sun up in the sky.
Changing the theater's name fulfills a promise all three Broadway landlords made to the advocacy group Black Theater United last year, to name at least one theater after a Black artist. One theater is named after August Wilson, and another will be renamed after James Earl Jones. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Gas prices are still climbing. The motoring club AAA says the average price nationally for a gallon of regular gas is $4.99 a gallon. That's up 11 cents since Monday, and the average cost is more than 60 cents higher from what it was a month ago. The National Weather Service is warning of dangerous heat today, spreading from California to South Texas. Forecasters expect to see new heat records reaching triple digits in many locations. The heat will persist into the weekend. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.